This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. O'Hare International Airport today is number two in the nation in flight cancellations. The Federal Aviation Administration started scaling back flights nationwide today because of the federal government shutdown. Cuts began at 40 major airports, including O'Hare and Midway in Chicago. The FAA says its goal is to reduce flights by up to 10% to ease pressure on unpaid air traffic controllers. FlightAware.com reports Atlanta-Hartsfield is posting the largest number of delays and cancellations today. The federal government today says it is largely complying with an order to improve conditions at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Processing Facility in suburban Broadview. U.S. District Judge Robert Gettleman said he was pleased with the status report offered today by Department of Justice attorneys, and he said, hopefully we're moving in the right direction. Attorneys for Broadview detainees are skeptical. They say a phone number for attorneys to contact their clients does not work, emails do not get responses, and they want to inspect the facility. Another status hearing is set for Wednesday. 14 moms were arrested today at a sit-in protest outside that ICE facility in suburban Broadview. The mothers were calling for an end to aggressive anti-immigration raids that have swept through the Chicago area since the Trump administration launched its Operation Midway Blitz last month. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson wants members of the United Nations to come to the city and see ongoing human rights violations for themselves. The UN Human Rights Council meets several times a year to discuss potential violations among member states. The mayor joined them remotely amidst the Trump administration's Operation Midway Blitz. He offered stories of federal agents dragging parents out of pickup lines at Chicago public schools. He told the panel the U.S. should be held to the same standard as the rest of the world.
No country should be above international law. Human rights are universal, or they are meaningless.
Johnson wants the UN Human Rights Council to hold a special session to study what he calls worsening conditions for human rights in the United States. And a Chicago toy maker whose innovations have entertained kids of all ages for nearly 60 years has died. The Sun-Times reports Bert Meyer was the developmental mind behind lots of toys, including Rock'em Sock'em robots, and he contributed to the Light Bright. While those games came to prominence during the 1960s, they were given new life when they were introduced to younger generations in movies like Pixar's Toy Story 2 and more recently the Netflix series Stranger Things. Bert Meyer was 99 years old. You're listening to The Rundown. President Donald Trump has been outspoken in blaming crime on sanctuary policies in Democratic states, but the numbers do not tell the same story. Analysis by WBEZ and the Sun-Times show many Republican-led states actually have higher violent crime rates and faster-growing undocumented immigrant populations. And here to break it down for us is Sun-Times reporter Sophie Sherry talking with my colleague Claire Lane.
So Trump first deployed the National Guard in Washington, D.C., and then turned to Chicago. Tell us why his administration targeted us.
Right. So in early September, the Trump administration launched Operation Midway Blitz. And when they did, they said they were launching this operation to target the criminal illegal aliens who they claim have flocked to Chicago and Illinois because of the governor's sanctuary policies. And they've used this to justify the presence of now hundreds of federal agents. But since the beginning, the claim has always been that they are here to target the criminal illegal aliens who have found what they claim is a haven in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, that it's very dangerous here. But in your reporting, you found that that narrative wasn't true. What did you find?
Right. So overall, Democratic-led states like Illinois have lower rates of murder than Republican-led states. We found it was actually nearly 32% higher in those Republican-led states. And the same is true for the growth of undocumented immigrant populations and rates of undocumented immigrants with criminal records, both higher in Republican-run states. We also found that there are 14 other large cities with higher murder rates and violent crime rates than Chicago, including several cities in red states.
Right. So some of the cities in those red states that had these higher violent crime rates in Illinois, what were they?
Examples are St. Louis, Memphis, Kansas City, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Atlanta. All of those cities have higher murder rates than Chicago.
And which states saw increases in undocumented immigrants?
So over the last 5 or so years, Florida and Texas, which are both led by Republican governors, have really seen the largest raw increase in undocumented immigrant populations. And both those states account for nearly a third of the nation's overall growth in undocumented immigrant population.
So why do you think, or what did your reporting sort of point to regarding Trump's narrative being so focused on sanctuary cities if the data isn't supporting that?
So it's becoming clear that this has always been about sanctuary cities and those policies put forth by Democratic politicians, the Democrats who lead those cities and states where those policies are in place. The Trump administration views this as a massive roadblock to their deportation efforts, and they presented it as such. And critics have been very vocal that the administration is sort of leaning on these claims of public safety threat to justify these aggressive tactics.
And what did the data show about the number of undocumented immigrants who commit crimes? Or is the administration making more broad sweeping claims here?
Right. So our data showed that about 132,000 immigrants with prior convictions have been arrested by ICE across the country over the past 2 or so years. But nearly two-thirds of those were apprehended in states run by Republican governors, according to the Deportation Data Project. I mean, some may say one potential reason is blue states like Illinois have not fully participated in programs targeting immigrants with criminal records. But overall, we're seeing that the large amount of those currently in ICE detention are without past criminal convictions. Experts we spoke to say that massive deportation efforts like this have always relied on conflating criminality with immigration, but that's a fiction. It's a tiny population of those they're actually arresting who have serious criminal records.
That's Sun-Times reporter Sophie Sherry. You can read more of her reporting at suntimes.com or WBEZ.org. Thanks, Sophie.
Thanks.
Weather, a beautiful Friday, sunny and breezy, high in the mid-60s. And then tonight, getting chilly, a low in the mid-40s with a slight chance of rain. And then for the weekend, rainy on Saturday with a high of 46 and downright chilly on Sunday with some snow, high of 38. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. And coming up tomorrow, WBEZ's Prison Cast recently paired with the Mud Theater Project to produce a radio version of the play The Story of Violence. This project was led by Brian Beals, who was wrongfully imprisoned for murder. Beals says the play he and others wrote give them a seat at the table and offering solutions that could curb violence. And you can hear that play tomorrow in this feed. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.